All right. Hey, this is Susanna Schofel on Sun Radio, and I am so, so excited to have with me today the Band of Heathens in the studio here celebrating a new album release. Today? It comes out today, officially? Or no, it came out...
Came out a couple weeks ago,
but tonight you have
officially celebrating
right.
ACL Live at the Moody Theater.
Big celebration, yeah. Big celebration. Welcome Ed Jurdy and Gordy Quist, two of my favorite musicians and human beings that I've been lucky to know for probably as long as y'all have been the Heathens, Band Heathens, or even before that. Yes,
yeah, exactly.
Two decades now-ish. And they have a brand new album out called Countrysides, and it makes you real hungry when you look at the cover because it's a bunch of countrysides. I like what y'all did there with the a little nuance of the play on words. It's great. We are all three Pisces, all celebrating birthdays this week, so we definitely have cake in the studio for them. And there also is a song on their album about cake, so we thought it fitting. But yes, we're so excited to have you in the studio. Why don't we just start with the song, and then we'll talk about the new album and the show tonight in town. What do y'all want to play for us?
Play the cake song.
Yeah, I'm getting hungry.
Let's play that cake song.
You only come around here when you need a shoulder to cry on. And you lost another love and I'm the only one you rely on. Yeah, I'll be your friend when your heart is battered and reeling. But you got to understand that love is more than a feeling. So honey, take a break. You can't take any more. You can take the cake, but who's keeping score? You got to love yourself, spread it all around. Give it all away, it'll come back around. Yeah, giving and taking, they sound so basic and simple. But they're not what they seem when you're trying to light love's candle. You give more than you take, you won't ever run out of nothing. A love will fill you up, spilling from your cup overrunning. So honey, take a break. You can't take anymore. You can take the cake, but who's keeping score? Got to love yourself and give a little ground. Give it all away, it'll come back around. Everything that you got now, lost your peace of mind, or maybe just simply forgot how. 'Cause when you're always taking, you think everybody's out to get you. But if you give it all up, you're a river to your people forever. So honey, take a break. You can't take anymore. You can take the cake, but who's keeping score? You got to love yourself, spread it all around. Give it all away, it'll come back around. So honey, take a break. I can't take anymore. You can take the cake, but who's keeping score? got to love yourself and give a little ground. Give it all away, come back around. I say you give it all away, it'll come back around.
Yeah, Band of Heathens, Take the Cake from the new album, Country Side. I listened to the whole album last night in its entirety, and like the sequencing, the production, I want to get into all the studio talk here. To me, because I've known your music so long and I've known you guys so long, it's like a greatest hits album of y'all, but like right now, you know what I mean? Like your current greatest hits, you know? It's like every song hits in a different way. I can hear every single influence and nuance that have like kind of gone through y'all decades of musicianship and all the chemistry. It's really lovely. And I was reading that you recorded it in 1 week. It's self-produced, correct? So tell me about like the recording process and going into it, the songwriting, anything you want to share about the studio process that was like prior albums. First of all, which album is this for y'all?
I think it's studio record number 9, but I feel like it's 7 because we have a couple of EPs. We have several
right.
albums.
Yeah, you have a lot of
collaboration albums. There's
some cover albums.
Yeah. Cover albums.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So
okay.
What was we're really fortunate. Gordy has an amazing studio in Austin called The Finishing School, and we're fortunate enough to, he allows us to use that as his clubhouse.
Uh-huh,
So we're, you know, at this point in making records, it's very relaxed, which is nice. You know what I mean? Which is kind of, that's the environment you need for creativity to flourish and for songs to kind of bloom and come to life. Because the way it works is Gordy and I, we work on songs and write songs. And then, you know, Tuesday morning we sit in the room with the band and it's like, well, what are we playing today? And it's
he
picks up a guitar, I pick up a guitar and I play a song. And it's like, okay, everybody, go to a spot and make some magic.
Right.
There's no rehearsing ahead of time.
There's no rehearsing. It's very organic.
Yeah.
That sounds pretty, I think, natural for a band who's been together as long as you have. And like every band member that y'all have right now has been in the band for some time. You got Trevor Neal on keys.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
You got Richie Millsap on drums.
Oh, no,
ooh,
no,
we have
I'm
some
sorry.
Updates.
We're
going to
update the bio.
Updated bio. Okay, no Richie. And oh my God, I'm blanking on your bassist.
Well, Clint Simmons is our drummer now.
Clint Simmons is drummer.
And Nick J is our
Nick J, yeah, that's right.
How could you forget Nick J?
I'm sorry. I knew it started with an N.
Yeah.
My brain is just crazy.
Right. It's okay.
Ugh,
it's
okay. Band members. Okay. Well, but you guys have all kind of had like this, you know, familial sort of experience as a band for several years now. You've done a ton of touring together. So it probably just feels very natural when you get together in the studio to just kind of jam, for lack of a better word, and see, you know, what magic comes out of it. So
yeah, this is our first time making a studio record with this rhythm section, and we've been touring with them for a number of years.
Okay,
they joined right after we finished the last album.
Okay,
so they toured behind the last album.
Got it.
And we've made lots of other records for other artists before, so we've worked a bunch in the studio together.
Okay.
But this time, you know, I think We brought in a ton of songs, and we worked really quickly. We try not to overthink anything, and we were, I think, just kind of after 20 years as a band, I feel like we know who we are.
Yeah.
We're still trying to explore new ideas and new space, but like within the context of who we are.
Right.
I feel like there have been periods of like figuring out who we are, where we really stretch into something.
Yeah.
And now there are songs, sometimes I write a song, I'm like, you know, I don't think this is for this band.
Yeah, yeah.
And
that's,
whereas
I wanted
before,
to ask
it
that,
used
yeah.
to be like,
right.
this band is whatever we want it to
right.
be, which is true.
Right.
But I think we've been leaning into like, you know, this idea of like, hey, we know what we do well, and let's embrace that rather than like running away from it in the name
right.
of like, no, we need to do something different every record, which has kind of been that's what we've tried to do. But I don't know, you know, this one felt really good. It felt natural, and it was really fun to make.
Yeah, it sounds so good. It feels very natural.
I think the thing you mentioned earlier about it sounding like a greatest hits record, well, in a very loose way, the sequence of the album, you kind of also mentioned that as well. It's sort of like the band's entire journey. You know, there's like a little bit of like a lyrical arc from the top
right.
to the bottom of like, you know, us kind of discovering and being excited about things to like the Middle Earth, where it's like you're lost in the wilderness, and they're like, can we keep doing this? Can we figure this out? How do we get inspired again? And then sort of like the end of the record ends with some kind of like hard won resolve.
You know,
which is like kind of, I feel like it's really our career arc. We've been, we were incredibly, I mean, like anyone that plays music, we're incredibly grateful to get to do this and to have an audience that supports the, you know, the art that we want to make. It's, you know, we don't take that for granted, and, you know, less now than ever.
Right. Exactly.
We've been 20 years doing this. It's like you start to look around, you like the numbers, it's like, well, you know, all those people that we started with, they're not there, and there's a whole bunch of new people, and they're not going to be there at some point too. And we're still here. So, you know, like I said, I think we just feel, we're at a point of feeling serious gratitude in our career, you know?
I get that. And I just saw, I also read before I got in here doing my research that it hit number one on the Americana charts today, yesterday, something.
Yeah.
I'm bad with time.
A couple days ago. Yeah.
Congrats. That should have been my first sign that it didn't come out today.
Well, what's crazy? I mean, I think in the second week on the chart, it hit number one, which is, that's never happened before with us.
Pretty awesome.
And I don't know why or how that happened.
But yeah, the single's number one.
Yeah,
too.
The single
and the record.
That's never happened either.
It's pretty awesome.
On the album chart and the singles chart number one. So, yeah, again, not sure how it all works other than a bunch of great radio stations giving us tons of support. So,
yeah, but it really is. This is a great record, you guys. Like, I'm pretty picky these days when I listen to stuff, and I was just like, all right, let's give it a spin. And I was like, man, every single song. And I love how, you know, you guys are both, y'all have such different voices. You have kind of a different sound. And so the songs vary between both of your, you know, the falsetto of Ed to the kind of more grittiness of Gordy. Do y'all write these songs together?
Yeah, a lot of them.
I was curious about that. Are they kind of like, okay,
You know, a lot of them, but some have all of it, you know? And I think ultimately to Gordy's point, like if Gordy has written a song and he brings it in and we work on it together,
and it's like
a lot of that has to do with the way our voices sound and sing together. You know, like our ranges are like perfectly complementary.
Yeah.
Kind of like where his ends, mine starts, and vice versa. Like, you know, we kind of feel each other in on that level. And it's at this point, it's like sibling harmony. I mean, we've been singing together, you know, forever.
Totally.
You know, so it's a natural thing. There's his voice.
Yeah.
There's my voice. And then there's like the voice of the band.
Yeah, totally.
When we're singing together.
And that really comes out really nicely on the, is it Country Signs? No, High on Our Own Supply. With the beautiful, like the chorus that just echoes. Yeah. It's so good. Do you think y'all will play that today?
Yeah.
Okay.
How about we do it right now?
Why don't we just do that right now? And I'll think of some more cool questions to ask you guys. Band of Heathens on Sun Radio.
This one here, it's got good bone. We could build a solid frame from the dirt up to the rafters. Give us shelter from the rain. Let the ideas bloom in each and every room. We got card games and a brass parade. Getting high on our own supply. There's enough left to get us by. When you're all alone, need a song. We play rock and roll music all night long. Getting high on our own supply. She ain't in. We've been searching for a new drug, trying to find the high again. Hear the old banjo playing soft and slow. Like on the stereo, voices joining in with the band. Getting high on our own supply. There's enough left. Get us by when you're all alone. You need a song. We play rock and roll music all night long. On our own supply. just enough left to get us by when you're all alone and you need a song. We play rock and roll music all night long. High on our own supply.
So good. Band of Heathens, Ed and Gordy in the studio here. High on Our Own Supply from their new album, Country Sides. That feels like it could be like your theme song.
Kind of
sort
is.
Of. Like your own anthem, you know?
It's our eponymous song without being a...
There you go. There you go. Exactly. All right. Let me get your levels back. Okay. I'm best radio personality, but I'm not best technician.
I was going to say, y'all can't see this, but Susanna's not only... the best radio personality, but she's engineering.
Best mixer. Best radio mixer.
Mixing, pushing all the faders, making it sound good.
Yeah, hopefully it's, I think it's good. I think it's good. I know enough about the stuff. Okay. I'll get back to the show you're playing tonight here in Austin with Jamestown Revival. Great double bill. I love those guys. Are y'all touring together?
We're kind of doing just some one-off shows. We did some shows in November with them. Great band. You probably haven't seen a lot of their shows touring. Working on a Broadway musical, Outsiders.
Oh, wow.
And I saw it when it was
like
in Austin.
Like the movie, The Outsiders?
Yes. Yeah. And it is, they wrote all the music for it.
No way.
It's phenomenal. It was amazing. But
that's incredible.
So it's a couple of years I feel like they've had their head there, but I think they're as well. They're about to kind of I think pick up the touring engine and get going. But it's a great, I feel like they're a great complement to what we do.
They definitely
they're
are.
Great guys and it's going to be a fun show.
Yeah, I'm very excited about that. It's just like a perfect lineup for the and Moody Theater, such a beautiful venue. So that's tonight, 7:30 p.m. I believe. Doors, is it sold out, or do you know if there's still tickets?
There's still tickets.
Okay. Yeah. All right. So, I wanted to ask y'all something else. Oh, people. Who wrote that one?
So, I wrote that with my buddy.
Okay.
Who is an amazing. He wrote the biggest chunk of that song and brought it to. Yeah. And it kind of just needed some finishing. But he's. I don't know if you know Adam, but man, he's. A songwriting force.
Yes, like I don't know him well, but I know some of his songs and through like Kelly Mickwee, I think she does a lot of co-writing with him as well. So
yeah, he's really
I know
great.
His talent. Yeah.
He's really awesome. And again, a great guy. He's from Alabama, but he comes through Texas really often and does like the Saxon Pub. And,
it felt like a song you could have written like for your, we all have daughters in this room and it felt like something that you like a father tells their kid, it's like, oh, it's the hardest thing. Try not to please all the people in this world. It's like, and I know as musicians, as artists, it's like, that's a lot of what we have to try to avoid is like ourselves and not just going for something this ideal should. How have you guys tried to do y'all ever even think about that? Like the whole, like, what should we sound like? What do you think we should say? Or is it just sort of this natural, organic, the music and the songs just come and it is what it is. You don't judge yourself too much. You can't see Ed, but he wants Gordy to take that one.
Yeah, I think we've always tried to look within for our sound and for direction more than externally. But I will say there have been periods in the band's history where, and John and Seth left the band, 2012, 2013. There was a shakeup in the band. Just we had been touring so hard, and some of the guys had kind of had enough, and we all looked around like, "Do we want to keep doing this?" And we went and went to George Reeves' place and made a kind of a singer songwriter ish record, kind of a heady, acoustic leaning album, and we loved it. But we've made records that were not well received, and I feel like we've made records that. While we were making them, we kind of knew, like, this is for us,
you know?
And they're all for us, but we kind of know what people like about our band.
Right.
And it's, you know, what's funny is over time, the records that are oftentimes not well received when they come out, the hardcore fans that really like term, those end up being their favorite albums.
Yep.
And so I feel like we try not to think about expectations, or it's like truly we're lucky. Like we've never been on a label. We've never like had anyone telling us what we need to sound like to make money or anything. And somehow it's just kind of worked out. Like this is where I feel insanely lucky. It's just like we get to do what we want to do and people keep showing up and we're going to keep doing it as long as that's happening. And we're having fun, which is, that's the other blessing.
They seem to like each other still, which is after 20 years of touring, playing music together, you know, ups and downs. I know it's hard. It's really hard to keep a band together. Life gets in the way. People have kids, families, move, you know, all the different elements. I'm so kind of in awe of how y'all have made your career and kept the glue together, you know, through all that, you know, all that stuff.
It's been something. You know, like we talk, you know, at this point, it's our life's work. You know what I mean?
So yeah.
Like, I think there's another full circle sort of moment with it where you realize it's like, well, you know, like the most of the artistic contribution that we're going to make has been through this vehicle.
And yeah.
Again, it's been amazing that's been made available to
us,
you know?
So right.
From here on forward and from forever, it's always just been about doing the best work that we can, you know?
Yeah.
Serving the muse, serving the songs, and, you know, playing for the people. That's what we all started. You know, that's why we all got into doing this, right?
So exactly.
That's where we're at all these years later.
Well, you do it really, really well. And we're very excited to have a new Band of Heathens album. Honestly, folks, if you need a new road trip album, this is, like, I was thinking that on the way here. I was like, man, this is a killer road trip album just because it feels good to listen to. There's enough variation. You don't get bored. It's like you got Ed Sweet Falsetto. What was the song? There was a song that kind of feels like the oddball on the album. I'm curious if you agree.
Yeah, I think I already do. I agree. Yes, you're right.
Okay, finish something I started.
I
love it. It's like the funk one on the, you know, it's like, ooh, where did this come from? So that's what I love about y'all's albums is every time I listen to them, it's like I'm kind of waiting for the one that's like, oh, that's kind of an oddball. No, but I love it. I love it because I know you guys so well and it's like, oh, cool. That was like something they were playing with. It's just like, it's like a fun little gift for the audience to be like, oh, there's a different side of them, you know?
Well, that's the beauty of the art form of the album, you know? And I
exactly.
think all the records that we love, you know, there's, you got the songs that are kind of like, that's what the band sounds like. And there's like always a couple of random ones.
Yeah.
Kind of, if you like a band a lot, those kind of tend to become the ones you dig into, which is, it's fun, you know?
Totally. And then there's also I was thinking on the way over here as I was listening to it, I almost want to do a whole show here on Sun Radio called Closers because I love getting to the album Closer because I always find it's a very special song. It's kind of that song that you might not think people are going to get to, right? You're like, no one's going to listen to my album in completion. And so it's sort of this, and a lot of times it's a softer side of the band or it's just something kind of different. So letting go, beautiful closer to the album. So I just want to encourage everyone to listen from start to finish because there are nuggets, you know, it's like they're little treasures, you know, throughout. So
yeah, sequencing is one of my favorite parts of making a record.
Yeah.
And we always think about it in two, the A and the B side, like, okay, the A side has to have an arc and a send off. And then the B side has to have an arc with a send off. And the record should feel good. If you flip flop the A and the B side and listen to it,
yes.
B and then A, it'll be a different arc, but it should still feel good.
Yeah,
you know,
exactly.
We love that whole game. That's
I know y'all nerd
exercise.
Out on it too. It's so fun. Yeah. Well, do y'all want to play one more? Sure. Do you think you have it in you? I don't want to wear y'all out before your show tonight. But
what should we do?
All right, let's do one more from Band of Heat.
Yeah, this is like. Let's see here. We're still kind of learning some of these songs as an acoustic duo.
I love it.
All right, you ready?
Yeah.
One, two, three. Put on a smile. Give your feet. Lace up your shoes and get in the race. You're sore and tired, you're gonna run. God forbid you disappear.
all the things under the sun. Pleasing people is the hardest one. Pleasing people is the hardest one. I have no doubt, given the time, you're gonna make it to the finish line. Oh, the years that you will trade for one red ribbon and a small parade. Living life, pleasing people's like holding the door to crawl through the keyhole of all the expectations, losing patience, can't get back all the time we wasted. Living life, pleasing people, holding the door to crawl through the keyhole. All the things that can't be done, pleasing people is the hardest one. Living life.
They did one of my faves. Thanks, guys. Man, that is awesome. That sounds like, I think I'm going to go home and play it for my daughter Lulu, because she's much like her mom. Always the pleaser. Paul says, sends his regards. Yes, Paul, if you're listening, you're probably not. You're probably working. You guys, thank you so much for coming in. Ed Jurdy and Gordy Quist of Band of Heathens. Is there anything else you want to say you're about to go on tour. How many days? You're like all over the map. I quickly glanced and it was too many days.
We'll be out on the road off and on the rest of the year, but we're kicking it off tonight. Awesome. ECL Live at the Moody.
That's all that.
Yeah, let's get it together.
Bring it, Austin. This is like your hometown band right here, Band of Heathens. Y'all really are like, I feel like y'all are the epitome of like just a great Austin band. You started here. Your roots are here. You've continued to constantly give the people love here and come back and so to you for stopping by the Sun Studio, busy schedule to share some great songs and conversation. So thanks, y'all. Go listen to Band of Heathens, the new album Countrysides, out now. And happy birthday, both Ed and Gordy, my fellow Pisces.
And to you. Thanks for having us.
Thank you.